Realtor supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Good morning, it's 8:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL's top local story. An American Fork man being held in Utah County Jail this morning on suspicion of shooting and killing his 5-month-old son. American Fork Police Sergeant Greg Ludlow says investigators believe 21-year-old Joshua Peterson intended to kill himself as well.
Through our investigation, we learned that Joshua's intent was to kill his son and then in turn kill himself.
A neighbor, Fran Keller, expresses her sadness.
And all children are precious, and they need to be cherished and loved, and a 5-month-old is so little that they're just so innocent.
American Fork Police say they don't have a motive for the man's actions. There will likely never be a reason that makes sense. The job of a West Valley City police officer is on the line. Officer Sean Colley is at the heart of two investigations. First, for his handling of 19 criminal cases dismissed by the Salt Lake County DA. And second, Colley was one of two officers who shot at Danielle Ward last fall when she was shot and killed. Colley's attorneys say he was fired for mishandling evidence, insubordination, and dereliction of duty. However, West Valley City spokesperson Aaron Krim claims that is a premature statement.
At this point, he has not been told that he will be terminated, and it's still, you know, there's still a process that needs to be followed, and no determination has been made whatsoever.
Colley still has the rights and opportunity to defend himself with police leaders. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will have its annual conference sessions today, the general sessions at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., both today and tomorrow. They'll be heard here on KSL News Radio. And the church announced sister missionaries will now play larger leadership roles in each of the church's missions worldwide. Sister training leaders will serve on mission leadership councils. In regards to questions about the priesthood, men may possess the authority, according to the church, but women can and do possess the power of the priesthood, which guides them in their responsibilities. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we have some rain on the way, or so they say. That's today and tomorrow. Forecast coming up. KSL News Time, 8:05.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather. Every 30 minutes, all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio.
Get with the program this year, IFA's four-step fertilizer program. Now is the time to apply IFA Step 1 Crabgrass and Spurge Preventer with fertilizer for a gorgeous lawn this year. Step 1 is a pre-emergent weed control application that prevents the germination of new weeds and fertilizes your lawn in one easy application. For a limited time only, when you purchase all four steps of IFA's four-step fertilizer program, you'll receive your choice of three lawn and garden products valued up to $22.99, absolutely free. We have almost 90 years of experience growing beautiful lawns in the Mountain West. Come ask our lawn and garden experts all your toughest questions today, and let us help you have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. After all, you're only four steps away from a picture-perfect lawn. IFA Country Stores, helping to grow the things you love.
Rocket into the digital age with breaking real-time information from the web. The Browser, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. I don't see any problems as far as traffic is concerned this morning. If you see a difficulty somewhere, let me know. 801-575-6397. Wasatch Front weather should have some showers moving in by this afternoon sometime. Right now, pretty nice out there. We'll still have rain on Sunday and cooler and rainy into Monday. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. In Salt Lake, 50 degrees at 8:07. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Haven't seen the sky so blue. The birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But
Call me illogical, I just don't care.
Hey, 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 hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
The KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Good morning and welcome into the KSL Greenhouse for conference weekend. We have a split session, as we were mentioning a little bit earlier. Russ got a little confused, but it's really not all that difficult. We're here for 2 hours. We have conference for 2 hours. We're back for 2 hours, Don.
That's all good. First experience, but 4 hours on the Greenhouse show is fine with me. So
it's actually kind of fun because you get a chance to come back after conference and remember, oh, yeah, I wanted to ask that question if you didn't get a chance in the first session. So
yeah, when I worked at the garden centers or at the garden center up in Layton there at J&J, conference weekend was always interesting because when conference was going, it would get slow. But when before and after and in between, it was always a mad rush and then it would get slow again. And so it was really feast or famine today. So I don't know if it's like that to the other garden centers, but it's an interesting weekend.
And it'll be an interesting weekend here as well. We'll do about the same thing.
Yes.
We'll have lots of phone calls before, during, not so many.
Yeah, off the air.
we'll tell you about our annual pilgrimage a little bit later, off air, Ton. But we do have a pilgrimage around here during conference, and we'll talk about that off the air. But in the meantime, we're going to be talking about perennials. Now, perennials, what exactly? Okay, I'm a novice gardener. As a matter of fact, I'm not a gardener at all. I'll admit that. What is a perennial?
A perennial is a plant that doesn't have woody stems, so it's not a bush or a tree. Well, it can be a bush or tree. Let me just back up. What we call a perennial...
So you don't even know.
Yeah, in the garden center business, is a plant that lives for longer than 3 years. So it can be a tree or bush, but generally we're talking about flowers that you would mow down to the ground in the fall, but they come back the next year. So you don't have to replant them every year. And so there's some trade-offs with them, but the advantage to them is that they'll come back for multiple years.
Okay, and so we've got troubles with gardening and perennials and that sort of thing. I'm just trying to figure out what we're talking, where we're going with the spring-type planting and things.
Well, where we're going is this time of year, the garden centers are ramping up. It's going to be a busy day. And when I worked at the garden centers, one of the things I'd always see, people would come in and say, I've got a north side of my home or I've got a shady area, and I want something I can plant that's going to live for a long time and bloom all season. And those shade areas, unfortunately, are very, sometimes not really difficult, but they can be a little bit of a challenge if you haven't done some research to figure out what actually goes there and some workarounds, because there is not a plant that's locally hardy that you would actually want to plant that will flower all season long in the shade. And so what we've done is we've got a little fact sheet online, the greenhouse page, with a few popular perennials that will grow in shady areas, but I thought we could talk about a few of those.
Okay.
So the first one I want to mention is one of my favorites, and it's called Columbine. And it's been planted for quite a long time, and I see it both in sunny and shady areas. But Columbine will grow out and bloom the first half of the season, and then it goes dormant. And it'll live for a total of 3 to 4 years, but it freely recedes, and there's multiple colors out there. You can get yellows and whites and blues and purples, reds, and we have actually several native species that are already adapted here. And so if you go into the garden centers, one of the good shade perennials that you'll see are these columbines, and they do quite well. And, not in total shade, but if they get a few hours of shade in the morning or the afternoon, they're great. So one other that I wanted to talk about is called Bleeding Heart. And the Bleeding Hearts are one that have been grown, my grandma had them in her yard, my great aunt, and they can be extremely long lived. I've seen some of them reportedly go more than 50 years, but they come up in the spring and they have beautiful heart shaped pink flowers. And then in the warmer areas of Utah, they go dormant by mid-July. But otherwise, if you're in a cooler mountain valley, such as, the Bear Lake Valley or Cache Valley, sometimes they'll go for a lot of the season. And so I guess the point of this is there are options out there for shady areas, and you just have to know who to talk to, where to look in the garden centers, and then change your expectations. Don't lower them, but just know that there's things that will grow there. But what we're going to try to do is fill in with beautiful plants that still might have a flower, but we're going to use a strong variety of things so that that area can look really quite nice.
And you've got other spring things going on. Our lawns are starting to come out.
Yes.
And so we were talking a little bit last week and last few weeks about when to fertilize, when to put the pre-emergence on. And obviously we're going to be hearing some phone calls about quack grass. We're going to be hearing phone calls about oxalis, which I deal with every summer at my mother's house. I fight oxalis every year. Well, what can we do about any of those types of things?
Well, the pre-emergent that you mentioned needs to go down about now, anytime between now and about April 15th. And what it does is prevent seeds from germinating, and it doesn't discriminate against weed seeds and desirable things like carrots or grass seed. So you need to be a little careful, but if you have an established lawn, you'd put that down and you'll get about 60 days of protection from weed seeds germinating. So things like crabgrass, foxtail, you can do a second application in the middle of the summer and get some protection against spurge, the wood sorrel, the oxalis you mentioned, you can get some protection from it. Now, there's other control methods you need to take into account with that, but the pre-emergent can be a great tool in weed control. But I don't usually recommend long-term doing it every year, because the goal is to get your lawn healthy enough so you don't have to reapply these things every year.
What do you say we take a couple phone calls? We've got a couple of minutes before our first break, and we'll take our first phone call of the day, and that is going to Springville. And we've got Patty. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I know it's a bit early because they don't recommend you putting in your tomatoes until around Mother's Day. But what I'm looking for is a good variety of cherry tomato and a standard patio tomato that's doesn't grow really tall. That's like a determinant plant. And I was wondering if you could help me.
We could sure try. Now, I don't usually like to recommend tomatoes on taste, just because everyone's palates are different on what they want to eat. I like really sweet tomatoes. My dad likes acidic tomatoes. And so I'm going to try to recommend ones that will fit the description, and you're just going to have to try them and see what you like, if that's all right.
Sure.
The first one, I'm not going to stretch too far. It's actually called Patio. And it's a bush tomato that will grow in a, you know, about a 5-gallon bucket if you have good drainage. And I've had the tomatoes. They're about golf ball to maybe small tennis ball sized. And it doesn't get too big. My sister's growing it up in Medford, Oregon. I've seen people grow it here. And it's a pretty good tomato for your patio. And most of the larger garden centers, if you go in, you will find that particular variety or something very similar. And as far as a cherry tomato goes, there is a multitude out there. The Utah standards are really popular ones, include Sweet 100s or Super Sweet 100s. I've found one that I really enjoy called Sweet Baby Girl that is an ultra sweet. I think it's sweeter than the Sweet 100s. And there's a few others out there that are quite nice.
Well, I planted the Super Sweet 100s last year, and they got pretty tall.
No, the cherry tomatoes will, and that's one thing that, unfortunately, when I've grown, well, let me back up. If you would, when I have grown that Sweet Baby Girl, it hasn't gotten out of hand as much as other cherry tomatoes, and it's a little bit more dwarf, but if you are going to do that cherry tomato, you're probably going to have to stake it a bit and get a container large enough for the taste on that. There are a few catalogs out there that you can mail order more dwarf type tomatoes and talk to some of our garden centers, but those are the ones I've had experience with.
Okay, the celebrities, are they a tall tomato or a...
They're going to be an average sized garden tomato. They're not especially small.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Ton, one that Larry had suggested to me a few years ago was the sunsugars.
Sunsugar's another excellent, very sweet cherry tomato. And I'm not sure I've not personally grown those, although I have eaten them. I'm not sure how big they're going to get. But that's another one that's gaining in popularity quite rapidly.
Well, thanks, Ton, and thanks for your call, Patty. On the other side of this break, we'll be talking with Alan. We've also got Grant in Orem, and your phone calls as well is 575-8255. That's KSL Talk. 470-5751 in Utah County, and Weber, North Davis County, 670-5751 as we continue on with KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
NutriMulch reminds you that the First Amendment to your soil's constitution should always be NutriMulch. You see, without this important amendment, you would never get to the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms full of produce away from your garden to protect your family's security. NutriMulch gives us all the freedom from progressive soil deterioration. NutriMulch gives us the freedom to use less water. NutriMulch provides freedom to be more productive. E Pluribus NutriMulch. NutriMulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See NutriMulch.com. Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. I have some great news for some of you who have FHA loans. We have a new streamlined program that makes it a lot more affordable to refinance your mortgage. Fees on this loan have been drastically reduced and the rates are great. Mortgage insurance rates have been rolled back to old levels, which means you can benefit from the full effect of the lower rates today. There is no appraisal and there are no closing costs on this loan. If your current FHA loan is over 3 years old, you probably qualify for this program. This loan has reduced paperwork, so it's easy too. If you were unable to get your FHA loan streamlined before, this is a great opportunity. Call us today to see if it works for you. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at fink-mcgregor.com. That's fink-mcgregor.com.
Here's a great deal. Get Xfinity Internet and TV like I have and pay just $79.99 a month for 12 months. This includes HBO and Xfinity Stream Picks for the full 12 months at no extra cost. Sign up for the Xfinity Triple Play with the MLB Network on Xfinity from Comcast for live Major League Baseball games and 24/7 insider coverage. And coming up in April on Xfinity TV, it's the Tribeca Film Festival. Tribeca honors the best in independent film. Celebrate the 12th annual Tribeca Film Festival with past favorites and this year's movies available a day before they air at the festival. You can get it under Top Picks Tribeca Film Festival. It's so easy to install all the great features from Xfinity with their easy-to-use self-install kit and free internet upgrade to blast internet for 12 months. Don't be fooled by those CenturyLink people. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the fastest in-home Wi-Fi. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Comcast.com for details.
Every man was once a boy who works and plays, who endures and enjoys, who sacrifices and serves until that ordinary boy becomes an extraordinary man. The first in a two-volume biography, An Uncommon Life, shares the inspiring story of Elder L. Tom Perry, from his military service to his professional career to his personal home life. Learn about the man who allowed the Lord to lead him by the hand and carefully prepare him for an uncommon life. An Uncommon Life, available now at Deseret Book.
Relive the joy of primary with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's new album, Teach Me to Walk in the Light, featuring moving arrangements of your favorite primary songs, including Call to Serve, Love One Another, I Am a Child of God, and many more. This music will bring out the sunbeam in all of us. Available at Deseret Book and iTunes.
Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Greenhouse. Conference weekend, of course, we're listening to Dan talk about some of the unsettled weather over the next couple of days. And it looks like we've got some rainstorms coming in, but nothing really horrible. But daytime highs in 60, 61 degrees today and tomorrow, down to 50 for Monday and Tuesday. Looks like the snow or the rain showers will be hanging around through Monday, maybe possibly into Tuesday. In the meantime, let's check in with more phone calls at 575-8255. Go to Orem. And we've got Grant waiting in the wings, going to be talking tulips. Grant, good morning. Welcome into the KSL Greenhouse.
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I've got the tulips that, a lot of tulips that have come up with strong green leaves, hardly any of the stems, and the flower portions on the stems that are coming up are very, almost look deformed.
Okay. How long have your tulips been in the ground?
Oh, they've probably been in a lot, but a number of years. We bought the property a couple of years ago, but what I did last year, I picked up sodium, ammonium sulfate, and they said, oh, just spread it out throughout your whole yard, including your flower beds, in the fall and in the spring. And I did that, and I thought, wow, did I do something incorrect?
I don't think so. If the tulips have been in 3, 4, or 5 years, I'm wondering if it's simple as something that they just need to be divided.
Okay.
And what you do about every 3 to 4 years is to go ahead and after they go dormant, so after those leaves yellow and die off in midsummer, late, you know, early summer, go ahead and put some flagging or something up so you know where they're at and get a good shovel or a spade and go down and dig down about 6 inches and just lift those bulbs and get the strongest ones and thin out some of the weak ones and you can put them back in place, but you want to put one bulb about every 3, 4, or 5 inches and you'll have to do that again on about every 3 to 5 year rotation.
That's why I have a good wife.
Oh, I wouldn't say that one.
All right, well, that sounds good, because I really was concerned that something, I wonder if it was the cold winter or if it was this fertilizer I put on. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a fertilizer. If the bulbs are otherwise pretty healthy and they're not flowering, it's generally just they're crowded.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, thanks, Grant. That opens up a Utah County line at 470-5751 as we check in with Alan in Taylorsville. Alan, go ahead with your question. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I planted ajuga 2 years now in my front yard under a maple tree. The first year was very dry, and the winter was dry, and they all died off. So I figured, well, I should have watered it. Fine. So this last year, they died off again over winter. Every stinking one of them. Even the ones that had survived the dry winter.
Under the tree, did the ajuga get snow cover?
Yeah. It got a lot of snow.
And then how late did you plant those ajuga last year?
Oh, in spring.
In the spring, so they had a full season to establish, yeah. And then during the season, did they look really healthy?
Yeah, they didn't look bad. I mean, nice shiny colors. The variegation, mine were the burgundy.
There's multiple varieties out there, and there's reds and greens and variegateds and things. I'm familiar with at least the look of most of them. Another question for you, and toward the fall, did you see any dieback at all at that point before frost?
No, I can't remember seeing that. It may have been, but I don't. Yeah, you come to think of it, there may have been a little bit.
Okay, and then how is your soil? Is it really well-drained or clay?
Well, it's up on a mound.
It's up on a mound. And how is the soil in that mound?
It's clay.
Well,
all the soil here in Taylorsville is clay.
I did a year in Taylorsville when I was first married, and I was amazed at the amount of things that would grow in that soil. And so even though it's clay, I think it's pretty good. And the only thing I can really figure with the ajuga is that sometimes if it's too wet over the winter, if it's too dry or too wet, that those crowns will rot out if they don't get a lot of drainage. And up on the mound, you would imagine that they would. But if there's really no signs of diseases, the only thing that comes to mind is that they were just overly wet and they rotted out. Unfortunately, to catch that, you've almost got to get them while they're dying and then get a sample into an extension office so that we can take a look at it and try to see if there's fungal disease or root rot or something. But
there's
the most
nothing.
Yeah, the most
the plant.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said there's nothing left of the plant. It is completely gone right now.
And there's no voles or anything along those lines either in the area?
No, I haven't seen any problems from any other plants in the area.
Well, given the circumstances, my best bet would be the winter rot, just because the actual plants, they had snow cover, but they're in clay, and just for whatever reason, over the winter, it was cold, and they were too wet and rotted away, and that would be my best guess on it.
Is there something else that I could put in that area that would look, just have a little bit of color? We have divided off the lawn from the under this maple tree, and we want something that isn't bland. We had some ivy in there that was just a little too aggressive. It really took off, so we had to kill that back.
This is one of those situations to where you've got to get imaginative in those shaded areas. And instead of maybe doing a total ground cover, I know that they're usually low maintenance, you could maybe go in with some perennials. You can probably try some hostas out. There's another one called Coral Bell that will give you excellent color that will come back for a number of years. And before you do that, I would have the soil tested at the USU Extension office. You can bring in 2 cups worth of soil in a baggie to the Salt Lake office that's in the county building. They'll get you a kit and you can mail that off. Make sure there's nothing wrong with the soil. I don't think that there is, but it's worth eliminating. And you could either do some patches of ground cover here and there, such as vinca or that ivy's a little bit aggressive. Another one you could try is called European Wild Ginger. But you might mix things up with some shade perennials to see if you can dress it up that way.
Okay, well, then I just go to one of these places that sells mainly perennials, or?
Yes, any of the local garden centers will have a really good selection. I know they're ramping up right now, but usually by Mother's Day, they have a really nice selection.
Well, thank you for your help. I hear the little tune in the background, so you have to go to break.
Have to catch up on our regional, national, and local news with Dan in the KSL News Center. We'll be back with more of the KSL Greenhouse. Coming up with Linda. We've also got another Linda, Walt, and John waiting in the wings as well, and your phone calls as well. 570-8255 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Think of all the times in the day someone in your family opens the fridge. There's your husband and his pre-dinner snack. Your daughter, the ballerina, and her organic berries. And your son, the football player, who eats one of everything. Well, when you shop at Smith's, you know you're stocking your fridge with the best. Great food for everyone, including fresh local dairy products, exceptional meat and seafood, and organic produce. With all the low prices, you'll save money too. But at Smith's, you'll also earn points to save on fuel. And with faster checkout, you'll even save time. So when they open that fridge at home, Smith's can help you make sure they find something great. All because you found it first at Smith's.
Save up to $1 per gallon on fuel with your Smith's Rewards card. You'll earn 1 fuel point for every dollar you spend at Smith's. And for every 100 points you redeem, you can save 10 cents a gallon at Smith's fuel centers or participating Shell stations. Up to $1 per gallon. So save big on fuel with Smith's.
Do you want the best tasting, most nutritional vegetables from your garden this year? Miller Companies continues their tradition providing Utah with their high-quality Blue Ribbon products with their all-organic Miller's A to Z plant food and Miller Grow Compost Tea. Miller's A to Z mix is loaded with all the necessary nutrients, vitamins, and minerals for all your organic gardening and landscaping needs. Use it when you plant vegetables, herbs, flowers, trees, or shrubs. Continue to maintain the healthiest yard on the block with Miller's Compost Tea. This amazing product encourages healthy, lush plants and can even help revive a struggling plant while helping to rid the soil of nasty toxins. With Miller's A to Z mix and Miller Grow Compost Tea, you'll be the envy of the neighborhood with healthy plants and fewer pests. Check out all of Miller's top quality products at MillerCompaniesLC.com. You can purchase Miller's A to Z and liquid compost at Vineyard Gardens, Cook's Greenhouse, Valley Nursery, and Olson's Garden Shop. Grow the organic way with Miller's.
8:31 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story. An American Fork man is being held in Utah County Jail on suspicion of shooting and killing his 5-month-old son. Investigators believe 21-year-old Joshua Peterson intended to kill himself as well. A Peterson family friend tells KSL that Joshua Peterson had been experiencing mental challenges and was suffering from depression. A Salt Lake man says he is the victim of a hate crime. Cameron Judd says neighbors beat him up while calling him homophobic slurs. Salt Lake City Police Detective Veronica Montoya said they are in the beginning stages of their investigation.
We do take hate crimes seriously in Salt Lake. Detectives will look and review the case.
Judge says the beating resulted in injuries that required several hours at the emergency room, 30 stitches. He appeared on camera with KSL-5 because he wants to encourage victims to stand up for their rights. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announced Friday that sister missionaries will now play larger leadership roles in each of the church's missions worldwide. Sister training leaders will serve on mission leadership councils. Young Women General President Sister Elaine S. Dalton says, in the context of a worldwide church, women must serve in all locales to determine the needs in each.
I can say in another council setting, if you're considering this for a worldwide church, that won't work for the women in India, or that will work for those that are in Africa.
And the first general session of conference about to get underway in about an hour and a half in downtown Salt Lake City at the convention center. And by the way, there's a lot of traffic in the downtown Salt Lake City area, so be advised of that as well. Coming up on KSL News Radio, we're going to take a look at the weather forecast. A little rain coming a little bit later on today and into tomorrow. And that conference in the conference center about to get underway at 10 o'clock, of course.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
I think it'll all come out in the investigation that he's an erratic, bizarre man.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio.
When danger lurks around every corner and on every highway, there's one team of roadside superheroes you can count on. AAA Utah. Join today and AAA Utah will also give you two tickets to an exclusive premiere of the latest superhero blockbuster. Become a member of AAA Utah and you'll feel like you have your own personal team of superheroes. Annual memberships start at just $57 and your coverage follows you everywhere you go, even when you're just a passenger. Whether it's a flat tire, dead battery, or empty fuel tank, our emergency roadside service team will come to your rescue. We'll even open the door if you lock your keys inside. Just call 888-973-8196 with the 2TICKS promo code, visit AAA.com/Utah, or visit your local AAA branch to join today. Offer valid through April 30th while supplies last. One pair of tickets per membership purchased. Various conditions and restrictions apply to all AAA membership benefits. Visit AAA.com for details.
I'm back with Greg at Replenish Landscape Garden Products. It's my first stop of the spring to help take care of what Mother Nature has left behind after a long, hard winter. And Greg, we start with Replenish Compost.
It's a very versatile material, low in salts, high in microorganisms and nutrients. A great product for either a top dressing or a soil amendment.
And while they're here picking up their Replenish, there are 18 other great products also available.
We have 5 different varieties of natural bark. We have the colored wood mulches, 2 premium soils that are just excellent to plant directly into. We also carry the Ulite products and NutriMulch.
And of course, they can buy it in bulk, bag, or you'll blow it right in.
Our blower truck service is a great way to put a lot of material down quick, save your back, and get you out of the wheelbarrow shovel routine.
Get your yard and garden off to a great start to the growing season by coming to Replenish, 4660 South, 200 West in Murray. Call 262-5142 or check them out online at replenishcompost.com. It's good stuff.
Black Friday prices are back in bloom at the Home Depot, where right now you can buy any seed packet and get another of equal or lesser value free. That'll cast your savings twice as far and double your harvest of vegetables, herbs, or flowers. So come in while the picking's good. Hurry in now to the Home Depot, where Black Friday prices are back, but not for long. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 7th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, Jamie Dury here for Proven Winners. Did you know that for 20 years, the folks at Proven Winners believe a better garden starts with a better plant? It's simple. Proven Winners plants live and bloom longer, so they're more beautiful, and they'll stand up to just about anything your Salt Lake City weather can throw at them. You can't miss them in their white-branded Proven Winners containers. It's your assurance of quality plants. Find Proven Winners at your local independent garden centres and the Home Depot. Better garden start with Proven Winners.
in-depth information in your car.
This type of thing just makes me nuts.
And all night long.
This is really hard-hitting stuff, Ethan. You ready for this?
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And the freeways look pretty good, but yes, we are picking up around the conference center, the Temple Square area, with a lot of traffic in downtown Salt Lake City. Folks arriving in their Saturday and Sunday best to catch conference at 10 a.m. So be advised, if you're coming to the downtown area, there is going to be some heavy traffic, and you might want to grab that parking place as early as you possibly can. Chance of showers as we head toward afternoon today. High 16, low 42. It's time for Sutherland's Spring Specials. Start your seedlings with Sutherland's huge selection of seed soils, peat pots, or assorted flowers and vegetable seed packets for only 15 cents each. That's Sutherland's, 51 degrees at 8:38. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Dial now to get the help you need with your plants inside and out. Call KSL Talk. That's 575-8255 to get KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Greenhouse. Tim Hughes is in Istanbul, Turkey. He's doing some MMA event or something, boxing. He's a ring announcer, you know. He's one of you wouldn't think of it, old mild-mannered Tim, but yeah, that's where he's at. Ton Bettis from USU, the Extension Service there. He's in studio answering all your questions there is about gardens. We'll also be catching up with the first session of the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. In the meantime, your phone calls. Linda and Draper, good morning and welcome into the KSL Greenhouse.
Your program and taking our calls. I actually thought of one other question I had. My initial question is, with regard to the soil that I put in containers, I have a couple of large containers, and I last year was my first year trying them, medium success. What I put in them was some composted manure, some potting soil, and I may have also put in some additional compost. As I filter those out this year, clean the roots out and so forth, I'm assuming I should replace at least half of that potting soil. What's more recommended for container gardening?
Container gardening, especially if you are using containers that you can clean out, it's recommended that you replace that soil every year 100%. Okay. Do you have a garden area that the old soil could be dumped in and tilled in or composted?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be the thing to do. And I know sometimes with those larger containers that the soil can get a bit expensive. Find a good, reputable brand. There's several of them out there. Fill those containers up. And then I don't recommend usually mixing in more compost or anything and just using the soil that is already bagged.
Now, when you say bagged soil, I mean, there's so many of them out there. There's potting soil, there's garden soil, there's the moisture-controlled ones. What's a good one for a large container?
If you can find an outdoor container mix, that would be ideal, but a standard potting soil is fine.
Is it? Okay.
Anything from Osmocote or Sunshine, Whitney Farms, there's several good brands out there, and talk to the garden center because somebody there will usually know which one they've used that they like quite a bit, and tell them what your purposes are, and they can direct you in the right directions. But just one thing I would avoid are the deeply discounted potting soils,
uh-huh.
because sometimes those don't drain nearly as well, and even though you're going to be watering those planters more frequently, you do want a well-drained soil that you can get a lot of rooting in and make sure that you just have enough room for the roots as the plants grow throughout the summer.
Okay, and that being said, with extra watering, what type of fertilization do I need to plan on for those?
There are two different ways to fertilize your containers. One of them is a granular, something like Osmocote or NutriCoat. There's several brands, and they're slow release, and you just put them in the container maybe twice a year, and you just forget about it. And as you water, those nutrients and those what are called prills will release throughout the season, and it's kind of a apply and forget, and that's one I prefer. There's another method using the liquid fertilizers, and so Miracle-Gro is the most common one out there, popular, heavy advertised. There's several other brands that are very good. And what you do is you mix up a very dilute amount every time you water, and then you're just putting a small amount of nutrients in the soil to keep those plants nice and healthy, but not growing gangbusters. That one is a little bit, you need to be a little more meticulous, but the plants may stay a little healthier just because you're giving them a small dose of nutrients every week instead of one twice a summer. But I'm veer more toward the get it in there and forget about it, and I might remember getting in July method, but either one's fine.
Okay, that sounds like that might be my best case. My other question is with regard to at a local market, they have these small plugs, and they're what they call living basil, and all the instructions on it say just simply to put it in water. It says not to plant it outside, but I'm curious as to why it could not be planted if you kind of break that plug up a little bit and plant it in a good potting mix.
There should not be any reason the basil can't be planted outside. They may need to be hardened.
Okay, I understand that.
But they're plants, they grow in soil, and I'm unaware of any water basil out there, and so I would go ahead and give it a shot.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Linda. Let's check in with Walt in Bluffdale. Walt, good morning. Welcome in.
Wondering about Mugo pines, the dwarf Mugo. Can you control the size on them by pruning, or does that kind of ruin them if you try to?
You can. My preference is to find one that's really super dwarf, so you don't have to do a lot of pruning. Isley Nursery is a pretty big player in conifers, and most of the garden centers on the Wasatch Front will carry some of their products, but they have a variety called True Dwarf that only grows about 3 inches a year, and it maxes out about 3 or 4 feet high and wide. And that's my first preference. If you can't find that True Dwarf, then the standard dwarf Mugos that are a little more common, my grandfather has kept his prune down to about 2 feet tall and about 5 feet wide, and they're 30 some odd years old. And so it's very possible, but what you need to do is when they shoot that new growth out, the new growth they shoot out is called a candle, and you'll cut off about a little less than a half of those candles while they're fully extended but still soft. If you do have to do some pruning.
Okay. Similar question on the snowball. Do you just renewal prune that to keep it small? Or?
Yes, renewal prune. I have one in my yard that they normally want to get 10 to 12 feet. I will use renewal pruning, and I've been able to keep it down to about 5 fairly easily.
Okay. That was what I needed to know. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
All right. Thank you, Walt. And going to West Valley, another Linda this time. Linda, go ahead with your question. Welcome in.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I'm interested in the temperature requirements for glyphosate.
I believe you're talking about the glyphosate or the Roundup type spraying. And it's generally around 50 or 55 degrees is when you can use that. So if you need to do some spraying, we're going to be warm enough for the next several days. It may take a little bit longer, but it will be effective.
Now, is that nighttime temperatures or daytime?
Daytime.
The nighttime temperature doesn't have any...
Not as much. During the day, you want those temperatures up around 50 to 55 degrees.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Linda. And John, welcome in from American Fork.
Thank you very much for taking my call. I have a question about raspberries. I have a patch of raspberries that are probably maybe 8 years old. In the last few years, they don't seem to be growing very tall. You know, I used to get them 6 foot tall, the canes. And this last year, most of them were less than a foot tall when they grew. And I'm just trying to figure out what I'm doing that, you know, I've only got a few areas that have got decent enough canes to grow anything on.
It sounds like it's time to renovate the patch. You may have a virus in there called bushy dwarf that causes the raspberries to not grow very tall. They don't produce a lot of fruit. Once it is in there, there's nothing you can do to get rid of it. And so that involves starting a brand new patch elsewhere with certified virus-free canes. And you absolutely do not want to put any more raspberries back in that spot for at least probably the next 15 to 30 years.
Oh, okay. So I just need to find another location in the yard and...
And get new. Don't borrow canes from the neighbors or anything. Just go ahead and go to a garden center, make sure that they're virus free, and then just start over with a new patch. Raspberries naturally decline after a period of about 10, to 15 years anyway. You're a little bit short, but it sounds like if they're really stunted, the first thing that comes to mind is this bushy dwarf virus, and there's no cure for it once the raspberry gets it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, sorry for the bad news.
Yeah, at least I know what to do now.
Thanks, John, from American Fork, and we'll take more of your phone calls on the other side of this break with Rick. We've got Emma and Ryan and your phone calls as well at 575-8255. That's KSL Talk. 470-5751 in Utah County, 670-5751 in Weber, North Davis County. And your questions coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Yes, it's me again. And now that spring's upon us, it's time to think seriously about your lawn and how to rejuvenate it. I have some advice. Conserve your funds and do it yourself. J&J Garden Center in Layton can help with their five-step fertilizer program. Fertilize your lawn with superb products like ProScape with Barricade, Speed Zone, and J&J's own Utah's finest fertilizers, all for just $129.98. And at J&J Garden Center, you're assured of expert advice from those who know lawns best. So for lush, healthy lawns, it's J&J Garden Center's five-step fertilizer program. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You have got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. I have some great news for some of you who have FHA loans. We have a new streamline program that makes it a lot more affordable to refinance your mortgage. Fees on this loan have been drastically reduced and the rates are great. Mortgage insurance rates have been rolled back to old levels, which means you can benefit from the full effect of the lower rates today. There is no appraisal and there are no closing costs on this loan. If your current FHA loan is over 3 years old, you probably qualify for this program. This loan has reduced paperwork, so it's easy too. If you were unable to get your FHA loan streamlined before, this is a great opportunity. Call us today to see if it works for you. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at fink-mcgregor.com. That's fink-mcgregor.com.
Well, hi, neighbor. What are you doing with those pansies? They're so large and lush.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I was driving by, and I had to stop and see how you got your lettuce so healthy.
Oh, it's so easy. All you do is...
You, down there, just spotted your exceptional asparagus plants. Please advise on growing procedure.
I said, all you do is...
Break it up, nothing to see here. Except this lawn. Ma'am, I'm going to need you to tell me how you got it so green.
I give everything in my lawn and garden the same thing. I use Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost. It gives my soil the nutrients to grow grass and plants like crazy.
Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, huh? Thank you, ma'am. Everyone, to the store!
Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost, the only Rodale certified organic compost produced in Utah, and the official compost of Thanksgiving Point Gardens, one of the most beautiful gardens anywhere. You'll get great results with no chemicals, so it's safe for use around children and pets. Visit Oakdale.com to find out where you can purchase Oakdale Egg Farms Organic Compost.
You know there are big sales and then there are really big sales? This is the really big spring sales event at your Utah Honda dealers. And with really big offers on award-winning, highest resale loaded Hondas, you don't want to miss this. Like the all-new Honda Civic, you can get one for $169 a month. I drove a beautiful Civic that I got from Larry H. Miller. Scott fixed me up with one and I thought, is there a car with better fuel economy? It's just amazing. And the highest resale value, better than Toyota and Chevy and Ford. I love that rear view camera and the Bluetooth and the steering wheel audio controls. And they come standard. The more you compare, the more you know. You really want a Honda. Plus, Grant was driving the Odyssey. Huge sales on the Odyssey right now and terrific savings. He got it from the Ken Garf dealership up there on Riverdale Road. If you're making a road trip this summer, you want one of these Odysseys and you can get one for $259 a month with the backup camera. Great safety features, everything you want. So remember, the more you compare, the more you know you want a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. And in that ground, he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now, old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutri-Mulch. Putting Nutri-Mulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could end up with just a load of bull. Always use Nutri-Mulch before you plant. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA Country Stores. See Nutri-Mulch.com.
Call the KSL Greenhouse with your questions. We're at KSL Talk. That's 575-8255. And it's only on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Greenhouse for this conference weekend. First, a general conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints coming your way at 10 o'clock this morning until noon. Then we'll have another session at the KSL Greenhouse from noon until 2, and then the afternoon session will come your way as well after that. We've got Emma in West Valley City. Emma, welcome into the KSL Greenhouse.
My husband bought me a hydrangea. It's a bush, kind of a large one, with beautiful, beautiful flowers. And I was wondering, how do I get that in my yard growing? It will grow here, won't it?
It may. Is it a greenhouse variety, the one that was brought home over the winter that had beautiful flowers?
It was brought home about a week or two ago.
But it was purchased from a greenhouse or a grocery store?
Yeah, it was purchased from Costco.
About the only thing you can do with that is to plant it outside, get it in an area with afternoon shade, and see how it goes. Many times, what are called floral hydrangeas are not completely hardy outside here in northern Utah, and there's a good chance it would die over the winter. But otherwise, once it's done flowering, you just throw it away. So you may as well stick it in the ground and see what it does.
Oh.
And just get it in a shadier area.
Just stick it in the ground.
Yes.
And see what it does. Well, it says it's winter hardy.
Go ahead and plant it, and let's see what happens with it. The hydrangeas, especially those florals, can be a little bit touchy, even though it may be cold hardy, because the harshness and how dry we are here our climate sometimes can make it difficult for them to survive.
Well, it says it was grown in Canada.
Well, that doesn't... It probably was grown in a greenhouse in Canada.
Oh.
So that can be a little bit of a misnomer. If the plant was purchased from a garden center, it was dormant right now, then it would be a different situation. But if it's in full blast bloom and was meant to be one of these living floral displays, it may be hardy, but the only thing you can do is put it out in some good soil on the north or east side of a building and see what happens.
You put it on the north of the building?
North or east.
North or east?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Emma. Rick, real quick, we've got about a minute and a half. Go ahead with your question.
All of a sudden, I've been invaded by, I'm guessing they're box elder bugs, little red and black bugs that are crawling all over the place. I don't know where they came from, but I've got them. How do I get rid of them?
The bugs probably came from, you know, who knows where. They overwinter in under siding and just different areas that they can get protection, and they're warming up. And as the season goes on and the temperature warms up, they will probably fly off and won't be a nuisance again until this fall. Right now, if you do need to do some spraying, you can use something as simple as some water mixed up with a few tablespoons of dish soap and spray them that way. Any of the general insecticides labeled to be sprayed on structures will also knock them out.
Okay. I haven't seen any of them fly. They don't look like the flying type that I'm familiar with. They just crawl all over the place.
They're really groggy from winter and trying to warm up. And if you do spray them, it will kill them. But box elder bugs are box elder bugs.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. With that, let's get our local, regional, and national news in check. And we'll be back with more of the KSL Greenhouse We're taking more of your phone calls at 575-8255. That's KSL Talk. 470-5751 or 670-5751. More with KSL Greenhouse coming up.
Utah's number one commercial real estate company is now Newmark Grubb Acres. For 15 years, you've known them as NAI. As Newmark, they provide the best leasing, property management, and investment services. NAI is now Newmark Grubb Acres. Do you need more space? Are you relocating? Want to invest in commercial real estate? Do you need help negotiating your lease? Newmark Grubb Acres are the experts to help get you the information that you need for all your commercial real estate requirements. With over 100 local professionals, a comprehensive roster of services, and the strength of their proprietary research, Newmark Grubb Acres is positioned to cover every aspect of your commercial real estate. As the market experts, Newmark can save you time and money regarding your commercial real estate needs and allow you to focus on what you do best, run your business. Take advantage of their market knowledge today by calling one of their local professionals at 801-578-5555. That's 801-578-5555. Or visit them at ngacres.com. Newmark Grubb Acres. They're everywhere.
There is no need to suffer any longer from the pain and discomfort of varicose veins.
I have had varicose veins my whole life. Started having really bad pains about 2 years ago, and my legs needed to be fixed.
The doctors at Intermountain Vein Center can help.
I'm only 53 years old, and I feel like I'm 20. I mean, my husband, he just cannot believe how nice my legs look.
Call 801-379-6700 or go to ivein.com to register for our next free screening on Wednesday, April 17th from 4 to 8 p.m.
It's been just a wonderful, wonderful experience. I just fell in love with them, and I even made them homemade cinnamon rolls. They're just like family to me.
Call Intermountain Vein Center, 801-379-6700 or go to ivein.com. The next free screening is Wednesday, April 17th from 4 to 8 p.m. Intermountain Vein Center. Life starts when the pain stops.
Get with the program this year, IFA's four-step fertilizer program. Now is the time to apply IFA Step 1 Crabgrass and Spurge Preventer with fertilizer for a gorgeous lawn this year. Step 1 is a pre-emergent weed control application that prevents the germination of new weeds and fertilizes your lawn in one easy application. For a limited time only, when you purchase all four steps of IFA's four-step fertilizer program, you'll receive your choice of three lawn and garden products valued up to $22.99, absolutely free. We have almost 90 years of experience growing beautiful lawns in the Mountain West. Come ask our lawn and garden experts all your toughest questions today, and let us help you have the best-looking lawn in your neighborhood. After all, you're only four steps away from a picture-perfect lawn. IFA Country Stores.